This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces achieved their biggest breakthrough in the country's south since the war began, bursting through Russian defenses and advancing rapidly along the Dnipro River on Monday, threatening supply lines for thousands of Russian troops. Kyiv gave little information about gains in the south, but Russian sources acknowledged Ukrainian troops had advanced dozens of kilometers along the river's west bank, recapturing several villages along the way. The breakthrough follows recent Ukrainian successes in the east that have turned the tide in the war, even as Moscow has tried to raise the stakes by annexing territory, ordering mobilization, and threatening nuclear retaliation. A U.S. women's basketball star will be allowed to appeal her prison sentence in Russia for drug possession, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A Russian court has set October 25th as the date for the appeal by Brittany Griner, who has been sentenced to 9 years in prison. Griner was convicted in August after police say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. Griner admitted she had the canisters, but testified she had inadvertently packed them, saying she had no criminal intent. Her defense team says she had been prescribed cannabis to treat pain. Her arrest in February came as Griner was returning to Russia, where she played during the WNBA offseason. I'm Mike Hempen.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's Tigray rebels have said they are withdrawing from parts of the neighboring Amhara region, which they entered shortly after renewed hostilities broke out with the federal government forces in August. Fred Harder reports for VOA from Addis Ababa.
In a statement, the leadership of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, described the move as a tactical redeployment of its forces and said it was necessary to counter an invasion from the north. The fresh fighting has seen Eritrea renew its involvement in the war on the side of Ethiopia's federal government. Last month, the Tigray forces said Eritrea had launched a full-scale offensive across the region's northern border. Separately, Tigray spokesperson Getachew Reda said on Twitter that his region's forces had inflicted, quote, tens of thousands, end quote, of losses on pro-government units. VOA was unable to verify these claims. The areas affected by the fighting are mostly cut off from phone and internet access, and journalists are currently barred from traveling there. Ethiopia's federal government has remained tight-lipped amid the recent fighting and has not yet commented on the Tigray forces' latest statement. Eritrean forces fought alongside Ethiopia's federal forces when the Tigray conflict first broke out in November 2020, before they were both forced to withdraw in June 2021. Asmara's re-entry into the conflict has drawn international condemnation. Fred Harter for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has responded publicly to the biggest protest in Iran in years, breaking weeks of silence to condemn what he called rioting and accused the United States and Israel of planning the protest. Khamenei said he was saddened by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of Iran's morality police, which set off the nationwide protest. But he sharply condemned the protest as a foreign plot to destabilize Iran, echoing authorities' previous comments. Demonstrations have continued in Tehran and far-flung provinces, even as authorities have restricted internet access to the outside world and blocked social media apps. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces achieved their biggest breakthrough in the country's south since the war began, bursting through Russian defenses and advancing rapidly along the Dnipro River on Monday, threatening supply lines for thousands of Russian troops. Kyiv gave little information about gains in the south, but Russian sources acknowledged that troops had advanced dozens of kilometers along the river's west bank and recaptured several villages along the way. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.